Good morning. It's 8:49, 51 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. I'm Brian Moline with your opening commodity market report on this Monday morning. Taking a quick glance at the markets here in the early going. Soybeans up slightly in early trading, anywhere up from a quarter to three quarters of a cent. Meanwhile, corn down slightly, down anywhere from one quarter to three quarters in the early going. Cattle on the upside here in the early going, and hogs down slightly. We'll get more details on those markets from Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington in just a few minutes. But let's take a look at a few notes here this morning. December corn, lower early with a dry weather map continuing to help the harvest progress before chances of rain come to the western plains later this week. December corn challenged resistance at $4 last week, but then fell back, lacking a strong bullish argument in the face of a firm U.S. dollar. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, at 8 a.m., USDA announced that 238,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans were sold to China for 2015-16. Before that announcement, soybeans were slightly lower after a quiet overnight session. Monday afternoon's crop progress report, out later today, is expected to show another significant jump in harvest progress from last week's 62% to possibly something close to 80%, as this fall's weather has been cooperative so far. Meanwhile, checking Wall Street here in the early going, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 63 points at 17,153. The S&P off 5 points at 2,028, and the NASDAQ is down 6 points at 4,881. And at 8:51, 51 degrees on Friends Plaza, right now it's time to check the weather in the growing areas with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest benefited greatly by dry weather over the weekend, and temperatures started to warm up a little bit, but it was pretty chilly there for a while. We saw frost and freezes in many areas, excepting the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, and the cold really didn't have a big negative impact. If anything, was positive for any of the late-season crops that were still hanging on to their leaves, like soybeans. Most likely, their defoliation will be accelerated now that the freezes have occurred and the crops are dead, and we'll probably see a much faster pace of harvesting in quite a few locations. And there will not be much precipitation for a while across the lower parts of the region here as we go through a big part of the work week. Well, areas to the north will probably pick up on a little bit of shower activity. We expect that to occur from southeastern South Dakota and Nebraska, maybe a few areas in Kansas, across Iowa, into parts of Michigan. These areas will see some precipitation during this first part of this week. I don't think the precipitation is going to be great enough to shut down field work in all areas, but there will be enough shower activity there to cause some disruptions in farming activity. At the end result, it's still not going to be a big deal, especially with the ground being as dry as it is across the region. We will see a warming trend as well, with afternoon temperatures today working their way higher across a big part of the Midwest. We'll be looking at temperatures in the areas near and west of the Missouri River in the upper 70s and over 80 degrees. Temperatures in the eastern Midwest will be mostly in the 60s this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll see the temperatures rising a little bit better in the east, and upper 60s and lower 70s will occur. We'll still be looking at 70s and 80 degree temperatures in the western Corn Belt, and as we move on into the afternoon on Wednesday, we'll probably see those temperatures working their way into the upper 60s and 70s in most of the eastern Midwest, and some of those lower 80s will occur in southern parts of the region from Kansas into southern Illinois and parts of western Kentucky. The lowest temperatures at night over these next three nights will not be bad at all, mostly running upper 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest. As we get out towards the end of this week, we'll run into a new chance for rainfall. That storm system that everyone's been talking about for quite some time, bringing moisture into hard red winter wheat country, will begin to influence the western Corn Belt as well. The storm system will not produce nearly as much rain in the western Corn Belt as it will in hard red winter wheat country. Some of those areas will see general amounts of 3/4 inch to 2 inches and some localized amounts in the 2 to 4 inch range, with Texas Panhandle to central Kansas wettest. The majority of the Midwest, western Corn Belt in particular, will probably see rain amounts that will run more in the range of 3/10 of an inch to 1.5 inches, and the precipitation will certainly be helpful in moistening up the soil for some wheat producing areas, not only in hard red winter wheat country, but in soft wheat producing areas in Missouri, Kansas, and eventually across the river, the Mississippi River, into portions of the lower Midwest. Some of those areas will be absolutely dry through most of this work week, but when we get into the weekend coming up, the chances for some showers will begin to increase. degrees. No general soaking is likely in the lower eastern Midwest until perhaps the early part of next week, when we may see one more surge of tropical moisture working its way northward from a disturbance in the southern Gulf of Mexico that will come up into the Delta area and spread some shower activity into the Midwest. Confidence in this event is relatively low still today because the models have not been very consistent with exactly how that rain will work its way into the region. So we'll keep an eye on that. But the bottom line is favorable weather across a big part of the Midwest for at least the next 7 days. And then, in particular, that will include the lower portions of the region as well as parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin. This is meteorologist Drew Larner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
It's 8:55, 51 degrees on Friends Plaza here in Urbana on this Monday. It's time to get a look at the commodity markets here on this Monday morning with Aaron Curtis over at Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We did start out with a little weaker here to start the week, but since the 8:30 restart, we've actually seen prices recover just slightly here as we head towards, looks like another quiet week in terms of news, but we'll see if the market responds accordingly or not. But East corn is at 376, down 0.75 cents. March corn at 387, also down 0.75. May corn at 393, down 1. December 16 corn at 403 0.75, down 0.75 cents. November soybeans at 897 0.75, down 0.5 cents. January soybeans at 902, that's unchanged. March soybeans at 905 1/2, also unchanged. November 16 soybeans at 904 1/4, up 1 3/4. Chicago wheat markets also recovered here a little bit. December Chicago wheat at 491 1/2, down 3/4. March Chicago wheat at 499, down 1. July wheat at 508 1/4, that's down 0.25 cents. Out in Kansas City wheat market, December wheat at 481 1/4, down 2 1/4. March wheat at 496 1/2, down 2 cents. July Kansas City wheat at 517 1/4, down 1 1/4. Still no trade on the livestock markets here on Monday morning. As for news, fairly quiet. Like I said, it was a pretty active harvest weekend with the weather continued to be mostly clear for most of the Corn Belt, and that came in as kind of resistance here to the market here to start the week. Also, like Drew mentioned, some rain forecasted in some of the plain states kept a little bit of a lid on wheat here this morning with Chicago wheat down 5 to 6 cents here overnight, but has since recovered. USDA announced another sale to China here of 238,000 tons for this marketing year, so that's allowed the markets to kind of recover somewhat here this morning. As for news today, export inspections out at 10 o'clock. Crop progress will be out at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Expecting corn harvest right around 60% done. Bean harvest probably closer to that 80% mark. Looks like a pretty clear week here for the most part. Should continue to see some pretty good active harvest progress, especially as we move north and west, which are the areas that still have some work to do. Moving forward with some rain chances increasing again over the weekend. Dollar is up slightly, and crude is down, about a buck or so here to start the week. China's third quarter GDP numbers at 6.9%. That was below a little bit of the Chinese goal of 7%, but also a little bit better than expectations, so kind of mixed opinions on that. Ag Rule is estimating Brazil bean planting at 13% done versus the 18% average. Otherwise, pretty quiet to start the week off here. We'll see if that continues or not, Brian.
All right, Aaron. Thanks a lot for that report. We appreciate it.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Aaron Curtis over at Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, to start us off on our Monday morning here on the opening commodity market report. Let's take a look at the weather here locally. Should be another good week for harvest around these parts. 70-degree high today, sunny skies, a little breezy out there. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Those could gust up to 35 miles per hour this afternoon. Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low of 49 degrees. South winds 10 to 20. Mostly sunny again tomorrow with a high of 73. Looking ahead Wednesday, the high 77. A little cooler for Thursday and Friday with highs around 70. We do have a chance of rain, just showers Friday night and Saturday. Saturday's high is 68 degrees. And again, right now, 51 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Another hour of Morning Edition is coming up here on AM 580.